Like to call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education regular meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason.
Here.
Mrs. Zanikas.
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock.
Here.
Mr. Gary.
Here.
Mr. Mead.
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to Section B, Student Recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to call to the podium Mr. Peyton Pollock. Peyton would come on up. Peyton, we have two Students of the Month, two Rotary Club Students of the Month that we are honoring this evening. Peyton is one of the two. He is on our boys basketball team, and because of a schedule conflict last month, was not able to be here, so we are going to honor Peyton this evening. And so, without further ado, the London Rotary Club is pleased to honor senior student Peyton Pollock as a Student of the Month from Madison Plains High School for the month of January. Peyton has a 3.9 grade point average, and he is currently ranked 8th in his class. His favorite course is Western Civilization. During his time in high school, Peyton has played basketball for 4 years, and he has played baseball all 4 years of high school as well. He played golf for 1 year, and Peyton has been a member of the MPHS chapter of National Honor Society for 3 years. When asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires him, Peyton picked Madison Plains math teacher and basketball coach, Mr. Nathan Warner. Peyton stated, "Mr. Warner is an inspiration to me because he has helped me to become a better person and has helped me to realize that I can do many things that I thought I couldn't do." Regarding Peyton, Mr. Warner said, "I have had the great pleasure of coaching Peyton during his 4 years of high school. Throughout that time, he has been everything we want in a student athlete that is part of the Madison Plains basketball program. Peyton has many strengths, but one of his best characteristics is the commitment shown through his work ethic. I have always been able to rely on his commitment to completing the task, led by his strong work ethic. I am thankful for his contributions toward our program, on and off the court, and I am forever grateful for the impact Peyton has had on me." After graduation, Peyton plans to attend Wright State University and earn a business degree. Peyton is the son of Sean and Leanna Pollock. And so I would just like to congratulate Peyton on just amassing a wonderful record while he has been a student here at Madison Plains High School. He is to be commended, and so we are happy to do that. Peyton, I have a certificate for you as well, so I can come give that to you. But if we would, let's give Peyton a round of applause. Then I don't, is Lana Daniels here? All right. I don't know if Lana was going to be able to make it, but we will recognize Lana. The London Rotary Club is pleased to honor senior student Lana Daniels as a Student of the Month for Madison Plains High School for the month of February. Lana has a 4.047 grade point average, and she is currently ranked 6th in her class. Her favorite course is calculus. While in high school, Lana has participated in cross country for 2 years and was the recipient of the Eagle and the Coaches Awards. She also has participated in indoor track for 2 years and outdoor track for 3 years. Lana has been involved with the drama club as a member of the cast for 2 years, and she has served as class secretary during her sophomore year. Lana has been in the MPHS chapter of National Honor Society for 2 years and is serving as secretary this year. And additionally, within the last couple of weeks, Lana broke the school record for the indoor 2 mile run with a time of 13 minutes and 10 seconds. So Lana is to be congratulated for that. When asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires her, Lana picked MPHS English teacher, Mr. Jeff Belsick. Lana stated, "Mr. Belsick has been an inspiration to me for years. He clearly cares about his students, but in such witty and humorous ways. His intelligence is commendable in addition to his teaching style that pushes students to depend more on themselves. Regarding Lana, Mr. Belsick said, "Lana is a bright, motivated, and compassionate individual who is well-deserving of this award. She has been an exemplary role model and is one of Madison Plains' brightest minds, and one of our most talented writers." After graduation, Lana plans to attend a university and major in biochemistry and minor in math. Her ultimate goal is to become a research scientist, but she hopes to get a teacher's license at some point to teach advanced sciences. Lana is the daughter of Carrie and David Daniels. And I will see that Lana gets her certificate, but congratulations to Lana as well. The next group that I would like to have come up to the podium is the 7th grade girls basketball team. So if those members of the team and Coach Wallace would come up, I would like to honor them. The 7th grade girls basketball team won the Ohio Heritage Conference South Division Championship on Saturday, February 3rd. The 7th grade team had a very successful season and accomplished this with only 5 girls on the team.
Wow.
You need 5 on the court. There were no reserves. Members of the team are Kinsley Bolin, Lila Henry, Kendall Mason, Addison Mead, and Leah Straub. They are coached by Mr. Lake Wallace. The girls finished the season with an overall record of 15-2.
Wow.
So we'd just like to congratulate our 7th grade girls basketball team and Coach Wallace. That is amazing to not have any backups, no reserves, and then to win a conference championship. That's pretty impressive. So well done. We have certificates for everybody as well. So let's give our 7th grade girls basketball team a round of applause. Mr. President, that is all I have for student recognition. I do have employee recognition this evening, though, so I'll get started on that. And I would like to call to the podium Ms. Tina Beekman, one of our bus drivers. So I am pleased to be able to recognize Ms. Tina Beekman, Madison Plains bus driver this evening, for our employee recognition portion of the meeting. Ms. Beekman is a dedicated bus driver and was recently recognized by a patron at a school sporting event for cheering for our students while they competed. Ms. Beekman was cheering for all of our students, and she was recognized by a patron at a sporting event for doing so. At one point in one of the events she drove our students to as a bus driver, one child of ours was seen crying. Ms. Beekman went to check on the student to make sure the student was okay. She then returned to her seat and continued cheering on all of the student athletes from Madison Plains. Ms. Beekman is also there for her colleagues when things get difficult. She goes out of her way to help them when there is a need. To quote the patron from another school district, who saw Ms. Beekman checking on our student to make sure he or she was okay and then cheering for all of our students at the event. The patron said, "Employees like that are truly the unsung heroes of every district. I was so touched by her genuine concern for that child." And I would add that I am touched by Ms. Beekman's compassion and concern that is also extended to her colleagues as well as our students. So. Thank you, Ms. Beekman, for all that you do. You and your dedicated efforts are appreciated. and we have a certificate for you, but if everybody would, let's give Ms. Beekman a round of Mr. President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, that is all I have for student and employee recognition this evening.
All right, before we go to section D, public communication, if you'd like to leave, now would be a good time to do that. Thank you for coming. All right, so this is our first public communication session. Do we have anyone signed up?
I don't think so.
We'll have another one at the end of the meeting. So now move to section E, board work session. Anyone have anything like that? All right, so go to section F, approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, excuse me, I make the motion that the minutes of the January 10, 2024 organizational and regular meetings be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Go to section G, department reports.
Mr. President, I would like to invite Mr. Huffman to the podium this evening. He is going to give us a little bit of an update on the work that is being done at the junior high and high school with regard to every student completes every assignment initiative and the academic intensive care unit or ICU work that they are doing. Mr. Huffman, if you don't mind, so that folks can hear you, stand at the podium. But thank you, sir.
I think Mrs. Spinney may have addressed the board a month or so ago about Danny Hill coming. So Danny Hill was here in September. It was grant funded, and he went through program all day on that PD day with the staff here at the 712 building. And one of the things he talked about with his other book is the power of ICU, which is just like a hospital's intensive care. So when a student's grade is sick, like they have missing assignments, the program that the district enabled us to be able to purchase will text a parent, hey, your child has this assignment missing with this teacher. And then when that student completes that assignment, they'll get a follow-up text that the assignment has been turned in. And the feedback we've gotten from parents has been very positive. The parents love it. You know, they don't have to log into grade book, to some progress book to see if there's anything missing. They're getting this, that instant communication from the program. The kids are real happy about it because now they can't get away with telling the parents everything's good. No, mom and dad or guardians are getting those texts from this program. And one of the things that we have restructured is our Eagle periods, Monday through Thursday, are specifically designed now to be a study hall. And Monday we have science and social studies meets, and then Tuesday and Wednesday are the other two core, ELA and math. Thursday are specials. So the Eagle period teacher has access to the kids in their Eagle period and what assignments they have missing. So they know where that student should be going to during that Eagle period to get the extra assistance from that teacher to get those assignments turned in. So again, we've been stressing every morning on the announcements that every student completes every assignment. That's the foundation to defeat student apathy and to help boost responsibility amongst our students. Mrs. Sparks, in the morning announcements, she'll check that morning and see which grade level has the least number of missing assignments. So we're trying to create a competition by celebrating, hey, seventh grade today has the least missing number of assignments with this many. And we're starting to see some going back and forth between a couple of grade levels, trying to get down to the least number of assignments. So we're seeing positive results. The parents love it, and the teachers like it as well, because it's that instant communication that they can send out to the parents. Good. So.
Very good.
Mr. Huffman, thank you. And I would like to just commend you and the entire 7 through 12 staff on the work that you are doing. I know that this work has been led by the staff. It comes out of the Making Schools Work initiative that our district has been engaged in. And it really is exciting. And just sitting in the district leadership team meeting in some of the other meetings that I've been in, and just hearing some of the cool stories about, you know, things the kids are saying as they come up to teachers in the hallway and are bragging that they've got all their assignments turned in. Or, you know, every once in a while you hear a story of a student who did not have everything turned in, and it's, you know, they're kind of shaking their head and not real happy with themselves. And it's been fun to hear. And obviously there's an academic benefit to it. Our students are going to learn more because they're doing their assignments. So
one of the funny things, it's the meme from the Super Bowl, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Sparks, where Kelsey's yelling at the Kansas City chief coach, and one of our kids puts on Facebook, "This is the coaches, or the Kelsey is our parent yelling at us when they find out we have a missing assignment." So even the kids are taking a positive spin on it as well. So cool.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. I appreciate it. And thank you to the entire 712 staff for the work that they are doing on this and everything else that they do. It really is good work, and it is appreciated, so thank you.
Now move to Section H, Superintendent Committee Reports.
Thank you. I have three committee reports to report on this evening. The first is Academic Advisory or District Leadership Team. We met on Monday, January 29th at 3:15 here in the high school library. The group looked at benchmark data from assessments that have been given at the junior high and high school. We also looked at and had conversation about the missing assignment data and the new ICU database. We also looked at some iReady math and reading diagnostic data. And finally, we also discussed dyslexia testing results and protocols. Our next meeting is currently scheduled for February 26th at 3:15 here in the high school library. The next committee that I would like to report out on is our policy committee. We met on Monday, February 12th at 5 o'clock in my office. A number of policies are before the board this evening for your consideration. At the moment, we don't have our next meeting scheduled, but are certainly am looking in early March to get that done. And then our safety committee had our first ever meeting on Monday, February 5th. The committee consists of staff members and representatives from the Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department, and the Madison County Emergency Management Agency, or Madison County EMA. We discussed updating a flip chart that we have for staff members to use in a crisis situation. We discussed the numbering of our doors and windows on campus for law enforcement and the fire department to be able to easily identify areas of the building should they have to come in an emergency. We discussed safety drills that we conduct and the fact that another one will be coming up soon. We discussed having the fire department and the sheriff's department representatives doing periodic walkthroughs to help them be familiar with the buildings. And then we discussed the upcoming eclipse and planning for that. And then we discussed updates that have been made to infrastructure to help enhance safety and security here within the district. Our next meeting, again, we're looking probably sometime in early March for our next meeting of the safety committee. But in terms of committee meetings, that's all I have.
Thank you. Now move to Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. I have three items for the board tonight. The first item would be our January financial statements, and I'll quickly touch on those. Our monthly report here. Hopefully you've had a chance to review, so if you have any questions, feel free to ask at the end. So at the our year through the month of January, we're currently $163,225 ahead on revenue collections compared to our forecast. We are $64,777 more compared to our forecast, so that's unfavorable, resulting in an overall favorable impact to our cash balance of $228,002. Hundreds of thousands of dollars can sound like a good bit of money. However, those are within less than 1% of our expected budgeted amounts. So I believe it's around 0.05%, 0.03% is where we're at there. So very, very close to being dead on with our expected budgeted amounts there for the forecast. We look to end the year with $1,516,182, leaving us an estimated fiscal year 24 June cash balance of $7,314,987. So that is our financial report. Any questions? Moving on, the next item that I have for you is the accepting of the amounts and rates from the county auditor. I included a clean copy and a notated copy of this document. I'll pull up the notated copy just to point a couple things out. So again, these are our voted and unvoted millage in the district. You see we have 5.1 mils of inside millage. That's the unvoted millage here. And then we have the voted millage that's been voted in over the years. All of our levies are continuing levies with the exception of the PI levy here, which has been consistently renewed every 5 years. It's in effect through 2027, and it would be up for renewal in 2028. Couple things to point out. We are at the 20 mil floor. The state requires us to have at least 20 mils of effective millage in place. So we have that minimum 20 mils, and the only thing we have in addition to that is our permanent improvement levy, which is 0.72 mils is what it's collecting at right now. Originally, that was placed on years ago at 2.5 mils. So our total effective millage for Madison Plains Local School District for our Class 1 residential agriculture is 20.72 mils. And looking around the area, that puts us, we are the lowest effective millage in Madison County, of the four districts in Madison County, and we are the lowest effective millage in all surrounding counties. So you take the seven surrounding adjoining counties, there are 44 additional school districts in those counties. We're the lowest effective millage of all surrounding counties as well. You do see here the relationship between property tax value and the amount of expected tax collection. Overall, property tax values increased 39%. However, our expected collections increased 23%. So that's due to that effective millage being in place. Most of our increases were on the inside millage there. We had 39% on the inside millage. That's the only place that you see growth, with the exception of new construction. So, anybody have any questions on the amounts and rates? The third item before you is the amended appropriations resolution. We have some amendments, and those amendments were listed for you to review. We have a $37,000 increase in the general fund due to some unforeseen maintenance costs, atypical costs. We had some kiln repair and replacement and some other things that we don't typically see in a year. So in order to maintain the buildings the way that we typically have here, we needed to increase those budget amounts so that Mr. Garrett had enough in his budgets to buy supplies and purchase services to maintain the buildings. So that's the increase in the general fund. We also had a $174,000 increase in the PI fund. That's to appropriate any and all available funds in the PI fund so that the district can start to plan for projects this year and looking into the summer. So those funds, now that we know what's available, that's the full amount of the PI funds that are available now that will be appropriated and available for use. Then we have some other small increases to the student drug testing fund that were needed due to increased costs there. And then the student activity funds due to student activity budgets coming in and being put in place since the last time we put appropriations on. And some other very minor increases, some increases also due to the grants where we had some additional allocations in our grant amounts. So very small amounts. But unless you have any other questions with the amended appropriations, that's the last item that I have for your approval. And that will conclude my report.
Mr. President, make the motion that upon recommendation of the treasurer, the board approve financial items
Five through seven.
My apologies. Five through seven.
Second. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Lee?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few items for discussion this evening. The first of which is just a reminder that the district is on the ballot for the Ohio primary on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. And would just like to provide a little bit of information with regard to the ballot request. The purpose of it is to fund new schools on the campus of the Madison Plains Local School District. The total project cost is $68,639,815. The Ohio Facilities Construction Commission, or the OFCC, is contributing 9% of the co-funded amount for an amount that equals $5,592,815. And then the district has committed to contribute $7,686,225 should it pass. That brings us to a bond amount of $55 million. The USDA has partnered with us and has agreed, if the ballot issue should pass, to provide us financing at 3.625%. Our original millage on the first attempt was 9.9 mils. The USDA financing brought that millage down to 8.6. The district then contributed amount, brought the millage request down to 7.5 mils. And then due to the property tax reevaluation, the current millage request is at 5.4 mils. Of course, we can't take credit for that. That's nothing that we did. But it is reality that the current millage request is 5.4 mils. And then this equates to, for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value, that equates to $189 per $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. So just a little bit of information with regard to the bond issue that is on the ballot on Tuesday, March 19th for our community to consider. I want to update the board on our van fleet. I had reported, I believe, last month that we had purchased two of the vans that we were going to purchase, two of the three. We have purchased the third. That was done on Monday, January 22nd. And the cost of that particular van was $37,800. And we were given $1,500 for the trade. This has allowed us to increase our van fleet to four vans. We have carried three. And we have been able to do this. Each of the units that we purchased was about half the cost, maybe a little bit less than what a traditional van would have been. So very pleased to be able to do this. I think this will work out well for our transportation department. So very pleased about that. I also want to update the board on our school bus fleet. We have received all four of the electric buses that we ordered. Again, these buses were ordered through a federal grant, the EPA's Clean School Bus Program. The cost of the four electric buses were essentially completely covered by the grant. We only had to pay for the infrastructure improvements which we made, which was about the cost of one diesel bus. We still have to outfit the buses with radios and cameras. Unfortunately, the radios are on back order, and that back order is currently listed at 16 weeks, but we are hoping to get these new buses on the road before the end of the school year. But we are pleased. We feel like this was an opportunity to get four buses for essentially what would have been the cost of one with the infrastructure. And we just felt like it was something that the district should attempt to do and try. So we will see how it goes, but certainly are hoping for good things. Another discussion item that I have for this evening is the solar eclipse that is going to occur on Monday, April 8th. It has been recommended to me by the Madison County EMA, the Madison County Sheriff's Department, and the Central Township Fire Department that we close on this day for safety reasons. It is anticipated that there is going to be a significant amount of traffic coming through our county on that day. In an attempt to be able to view the solar eclipse, the northern part of our district is just at the border of the southern boundary for the area of totality for the eclipse. And so it is estimated that we are going to see an awful lot of traffic, especially on north-south roads, such as Route 38 and Route 56. But certainly there's, it is projected that there will be an awful lot of traffic passing through the county, both before and after the eclipse on that day. And so it is recommended that we do close. The other three traditional K through 12 districts in the county have all announced that they are closing. Miami Trace to our south has announced that they are closing as well. So we will be closing on Monday, April 8th for the eclipse. We'll be taking a calamity day on that day. So we will work to get that word out to our parents and our staff, but I wanted to let make the announcement here first. The only other thing I have is the tolls report that is attached for the board to your documents in board docs. The one thing that I would note, tolls have seen a wonderful increase in registration for their programs. It is an amazing school. There are lots of opportunities there for students to learn skills that they can take out into the workplace. And it's just a tremendous opportunity, and I'm so glad that we have so many of our students who are applying there and working to take advantage of those programs. The other thing that I would like to let the board know, and I'm sure you will be receiving word of this from Tolls very soon, the last couple of years they have hosted a dinner for all the associate school board members and their spouses, that invitation will be coming. It is scheduled for Wednesday, April 24th. So I'd encourage you to mark your calendars if you have the opportunity to go. The dinner is put on by the Tolls Culinary Program, and it is very good. I had the opportunity to attend last year and really enjoyed the evening, enjoyed some good food and some wonderful conversations. So if you have the opportunity to go, it would be my recommendation that you do. Mr. President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, in terms of discussion items, that is all I have for the evening.
Thank you. Now move to Section K, Policy and Governance.
Mr. President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, just a number of policies here this evening for first approval. Please also know that there is a first reading this evening for a regulation to be rescinded. OSBA has recommended that, and then there are some policies before you for a second and final reading as well.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items K2 through K4.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Senecas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Lee?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Excuse me. Now move to Section L, Business.
Mr. President, three different business items before the board this evening, the first of which is a service agreement from Aveca, a three-year agreement to be our internet service provider. That is a regular agreement that we engage in. That's standard operating procedure. There is a request to approve an overnight trip for our wrestlers who qualify for the district tournament on March 1st and 2nd. Again, this is something that we have done every year as well, just because of the tremendous distance to the district tournament and the way the tournament is scheduled, to be able to give our wrestlers every advantage or every competitive advantage that they can get. We do that, and so the district has historically done that. And then the final business item on the agenda this evening is a request before the board, and again, this is an annual approval, but to approve Madison Plains membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L4.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section M, Personnel.
Mr. President, a few items before the board this evening. We have the retirement of one of our, actually of a couple of our staff members, one of which is a K-6 teacher, and then one of our educational aides. Certainly are sad to see both of them leave, but wish them the best. And of course, they're both going to finish the year. The one will actually come back for a little bit into second semester, or excuse me, into next semester of next school year. But we will be sad to lose two of our colleagues, but certainly wish them all the best. We have a resignation then from one of our supplemental coaches. The reason for that resignation is that there is going to be some movement on the baseball coaching staff. And so this gentleman then is on the agenda later on down in the supplemental portion to be one of our high school baseball coaches. We have somebody to be our junior high coach. That person is in the process of completing all of the requirements to be able to get their people activity permit. So once they have that, we will place them on the board agenda. And then of course there are a number of supplemental contracts that are before the board this evening as well. But that is all I have for personnel.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M5.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now I'll move to section N, donations.
Mr. President, we have a donation on the agenda this evening from the London Eagles Club. The purpose of that donation is to assist a student with paying and their family with paying for the Washington, D.C. trip. Would like to thank the Eagles Club for their $745 donation. It is certainly appreciated, and I'm sure that the family and the student appreciate it as well.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donation as listed below.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Do we have anything for section O, new business?
No, sir.
So now move to the second public communication session. Anyone signed up? All right. So now section Q, executive session. Do we have an executive session?
Yes, sir.
All right. I then move that we enter into executive session at 7:37 p.m. for the purpose of the following items allowed under the Higher Revised Code, section 121.22G, section 1, to consider the employment and to consider the compensation of a public employee.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 on the executive session.
Our next meeting will be Tuesday, March 12th, 7 p.m. here in the high school library. No action will be taken after the executive session.